Writers like spiders weave their own webs, only with words. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill observes that both may need a room of their own.
One day a spider took up residence just outside my studio where I write. She appeared one morning in June. She was a garden spider, also called writer spiders because of their unique zigzag signature that they inscribe in their webs. Her size, easily an inch long, and a good 2 inches with her legs extended, along with her stunning colors, yellow and black, immediately drew my eye to her. This spider was always at her web center, stone still, with her head down. She seemed to spend her days waiting for something to come to her, while intermittently scribbling, the way writers do. Making webs requires care, especially patience, and a willingness to go at it again and again and again when the webs are destroyed. Webs are fragile. They may break on their own or be destroyed by birds or strong winds. People walk into them all the time. The spider's life is an uncertain one, with tasks requiring hours and hours of labor and lots of hit and misses. Spiders try to make their connections strong enough so they'll hold together. So do writers. For writers and spiders, using the web is a way of life. I've been working the web seriously only since about 1995. Spiders have been at it for millions of years. They have a leg up on us in that regard. Most writers like spiders are loners. I know I spend a lot of hours alone. We both create our webs by various kinds of spin, and at times weave tenuous connections. When the threads hold up, it's great. When they fray, it's the same for spiders as it is for writers. You go back to zero and start all over again. I've noticed the writer spider always keeps her head down. This suggests to me that this attitude works better than our own folk wisdom that advises us to keep our heads up, to stay aware and avoid unwelcome surprises in our work. Sadly, we cannot know the mind of the arachnid. Their experience might prove invaluable in improving our efficiency as writers and human beings. Spiders, for example, see the bugs in their webs right away. They've been getting bugs out of their webs for eons. Writers, on the other hand, rarely see the bugs they've woven into their manuscripts. Readers and editors see them right away. Once I accidentally bumped into her web, destroying it. The writer spider decided to weave a new web, this time across the door that admits me to my studio. I felt like a criminal when I gently, almost reverently, lifted one corner of her web and put it aside, attempting to communicate to her that I welcomed her presence, only not there. One day, just like that, the spider was gone. I went to my studio and looked at her web, as I always did. Her web was intact. She rebuilt, but was nowhere to be seen. I saw no evidence of foul play or any indication of a natural accident. I scoured the immediate area to see if she'd set herself up nearby. No sign. By now, I suspect this spider wished, as Virginia Woolf once did, for a room of one's own. There the spider could go about creating her web with no external intrusions to disturb her train of thought and to complete her creation. George Merrill on the shore.